Do you feel safe riding the buses and trains in LA after a deadly stabbing, other violent attacks, and a bus hijacking, just to name a few recent incidents? The Metro Board is going to meet today and talk about what to do. The head of that board, the mayor of Los Angeles. Let's get more live right now from our John Baird.
I'm standing outside of Union Station on the end where the buses roll through to pick up passengers who are coming back and forth from the Metrolink trains and the light rail. And basically what I'm asking passengers is, do they feel safe? It is a big deal. I was talking to a man who's heading to San Diego. He says he's not on the system very often, and he's actually not too worried about it. Any concerns at all about your safety?
No.
You think the system's safe? No problem.
Yes.
Have you heard about the attacks?
Yes.
What are your thoughts about them?
It's tragic, but it would not change my plans.
So he's going anyway, but Catherine Barger, who's a Metro board member, she's also an LA County supervisor, believes more needs to be done to protect people, not just the riders, but also the drivers, the bus drivers, the transit operators.
I believe we need to have more transit officers on our lines. I've been consistent with that. It's not an either or with the ambassador program. It is an enhancement and it's a necessity. And that alone is not going to solve this. We have to address what's going on in our streets, and that is mental illness.
But in the meantime, the board will take up the topic of installing protective barriers to protect drivers, like bus drivers, from passengers who may want to do harm.